Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. As sunflower planting continues in most states, the planting season is ahead of the five-year average. John Sandbach, an executive director of the National Sunflower Association, gives an update on the sunflower market as a whole.
What's happened this year is the last 2 years in 22 and 23, we had some really large crops. And this year, acres are going to be down a little bit on the sunflower side as the market kind of works through those stocks. And so, you know, we're going to see a little bit of a decrease this year. But, you know, given the demand that we have, you know, the stocks that we have in storage and what we're going to probably produce this year, it's going to be pretty tight by the end of the next marketing year.
Sam Bakken says confectionery sunflower crops make up 15 to 20% of the total, and that confection market is remaining stable and consistent. Overall, he says supply and demand are on the rise. And overall, sunflower supply and demand are on the rise.
You know, overall, the world is looking at about a 1% increase this year. And there, you know, the two largest producers in the world are Ukraine and Russia. Currently, you know, they've been experiencing some weather issues. I'm not quite certain yet exactly how that's going to affect their sunflower crops. But, you know, anytime there's any kind of a weather scare or any kind of something like that in the market, it always opens up more opportunities for us.
The National Sunflower Association's John Sandbakken. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.